see your shadow and know it, you become more human. We become more compassionate, less resentful, and tend to be more grateful. It's not a method for becoming more grateful because we can't control how we feel. But we will tend to be more grateful and less resentful, much more compassionate. We begin to go through life saying, "There but for the grace of God go I," instead of, "Look at that jerk. How could they do a thing like that?" Becoming whole does not mean acting in every kind of way. If there's a part of you that's sociopathic, as there is me, part of me is ruthless. I've seen that part of my shadow. I'd rather go, no, I'm not ruthless. That's not part of me. But I've seen that part. It doesn't mean I have to act ruthless, but it means I can take that positive germ of ruthlessness, which can be assertiveness, and use that. So don't be confused thinking when you become whole, you act in all these negative antisocial ways. No, in fact, you're less likely to act that way when you know that's a part of you. You can control it. If I find out there's a part of me that's very aggressive, I can use it in sports, in martial arts, in ping pong, in chess. You can work it out in constructive, positive ways rather than have it just kind of emerge, such as those people, the televangelists we've seen on television, some of them, who've said, "I'm only moral. I am not a moral, lustful sinner." So they righteously preach on Sunday and go commit all those sins on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And we've read about some of these people. That's an example of being so exaggerated on one side that they deny the other part, and it comes out in ways that don't work very well. I was reading Publishers Weekly the other day, and I noticed an article on an agent. Now, it's a job of an agent to get the best possible advance for the author. And they love auctions. When you have five or six or seven publishers all interested in the same book, you can say, "Well, what's your high bid?" And you get a better price for the author and for the agent. What happened was there was an experienced agent known for high integrity who had three publishers who were going to bid on a book. She was excited about this auction for the author. And at the last minute, two of the publishers dropped and decided they were going to pass. They weren't going to bid on the book. So there was only one publisher left. She didn't tell that publisher that the other two had dropped. That's unethical. Agents shouldn't do that. Thinking that they were in an auction, they made a higher bid. They offered more money for the book than they normally would have if they knew they were the only publisher. This happens sometimes. The point I'm making here is, in the article she said, when she was caught, by the way, the publisher eventually communicated with the other publishers, found out they hadn't bid, and rejected the book. Said, "We're not going to take the book on." But what she said was, and when this got public, what she had done, she said, "From a part of me I didn't know existed, I just didn't tell the publisher about the other two who had dropped. From a part of me I didn't know existed." That does not absolve her of responsibility for her behavior. But it explains what was going on. That was part of her shadow. "I'm only honest with high integrity." There was a part of her that was not. If she had known that, she would have accounted for it. This is only one of many examples. Let me give you one closer to home. Have you, and this is a rhetorical question because I know the answer, have you at a point in your life had a relationship difficulty, and during that difficulty you saw parts of yourself you weren't too crazy about? You just saw part of your shadow. And do you notice, having done that, it makes you a little more human, a little more realistic about yourself? You know yourself better. It's not pleasant. Seeing your shadow goes against maybe your values that you've been taught. You mean there's a part of me that could rob and steal and lie? There's a part of me that's aggressive, that's not nice at all, that can be a jerk? When you've seen that, you go, "Yep, that is a part of me." I was teaching a seminar in Berkeley once. I gave a lecture, and some people were saying why they were there. And one young woman who was sitting near up in the front, she said, "I'm here because my boyfriend thinks you're full of crap." And I looked at her and I went, "You know, that depends on what time of day you catch me." Point is, I don't offend easily anymore. it's almost impossible to offend me. Because any name you could call me, I'd say, well, there is a part of me. Yeah, there is. Not because I'm just giving you, you know, a verbal Aikido or saying it because it sounds good, but because I've seen it. I've done enough work on the shadow. Yes, whatever you could call me, whether it's complimentary or not, there's a part of me that could be like that. I have qualities like that. I may not choose to animate them. So now if somebody says, you know, you're a jerk, I go, well, you know, some of the time I can be, but you're a very interesting person. When you start to see your shadow and become whole, you free up immense energy. Talk about energizing your body and your life. It takes a lot of energy to put up this false image we present to the world. Oh, what a nice lady. But she knows she's not always nice, isn't she? One lady I know did a lot of shadow work, and she joined a ladies group called Bitches from Hell. She loved it. Because that was a side of her she'd never brought out. You free up energy, you become more compassionate because you've seen those attributes in yourself. So one way to start to see your shadow is through relationship, in the mirror of relationship. Not just with a loved one, not just through problems and you lose face. You really find face, you don't lose it. You find another face and another and another.